She was there, waiting for him. She stood outside the entrance to her cave, between the two large boulders on either side. Her dress clung to her tall, strongly muscled form, blown back against her by a gentle wind. It toyed with her thick, dark hair, and as she turned to him, smiling widely, her gray eyes were alight with joy.
"Dion," she said, "you've found me. You've come home."
He stood for a moment, trembling from the exertion, sweat gleaming on his brow, drinking her in. He loved her. He felt her need of him, her wanting, her yearning. Not passionate, but as sweet as it was intense. It was like a vine entwining about him, pulling him toward her. He was unable to resist it, but then he did not try. He felt seen and known and cherished, like a lost child who finally has found his way back to a loving mother. Dion stumbled toward Abeloth, peace radiating through him as she caught his hands with her own. Peace and certainty. She looked up at him, only a little way, for she was tall, and her gray eyes crinkled in a smile.
"I've been so alone," Dion whispered.
"I know,"
she said, touching his cheek gently.
"All that you have known, all that you have learned, these beings do not understand who we are, what we are. You have brothers and sisters, Dion, scattered everywhere. Once you were with me, here in the Maw. Once you were all with me. Now you are apart. But one by one, you are all awakening. And once awake, you can hear my call and come to me."
"I come," Dion whispered. "This is where I belong. All my life, I've searched for a purpose."
"And now you know that purpose,"
Abeloth agreed, closing what little space remained between them with a step. Only a few centimeters separated them now. They were so close, he could feel and smell her breath, sweet as flowers, caressing his face.
"To serve me, to be with me, part of me. I need you, Dion. I need you very much."
"I want to be with you, with my brothers and sisters," Dion said. "I want to understand."
"You will,"
she assured him.
"You will be with them, with me, as long as I live, and I,"
she whispered, reaching up to cup his cheeks with her strong, warm hands,
"will live forever."
And that was when the torment started. He stood frozen in place, as securely as if his feet had rooted there. He couldn't move, couldn't pull back, couldn't cry out in pain or in warning, for now he suddenly realized that this being was not what he had thought, was not what she, was it even a she, had pretended to be. The smile, so loving, grew cruel. It spread across her face, widening like a crack in the ground, the lips growing hideously full in that dreadful smile. Her eyes turned from gray to silver to white and grew smaller, seeming to recede into the suddenly black depths of her eye sockets, like something falling into a well. Her hair sprouted, grew undulating as it rippled to her feet, and the hands, the strong human hands that had cupped his face so tenderly, now became tiny, slimy tentacles that seemed to thrust into his skull, into his brain, and suck out what they found there. A terrible heat, white hot, seared him there, and he smelled burning flesh.
Then his heart spasmed in terror as she moved that hideous, huge mouth closer, closer, until it was touching his own. She pulled back, and a glowing golden mist clung to her lips. The mist grew, mercifully obscuring her face as she extracted. A deep, agonized groan was ripped from Dion, hauled from his innermost soul, floating on that golden mist. Every limb, every centimeter, every cell of him was coming under attack. It was not like the searing, focused pain in his temple. This pain was aching and deep. The pain at his temple changed from white hot to icy cold, and it began to enter him as Abeloth pulled forth something.
Life energy! She's taking my life essence!
From his body, she gave in return a dreadful cold, a slithering, dark cold that wrapped around his throat, closing it, then his heart, then his entrails, then seeped implacably into the rest of him. He could feel himself withering up, the desiccation turning him into a living corpse, dried and husk-like, as if he had been buried in the sand for centuries. Abeloth chuckled, a throaty, warm sound.
You have served me well, better than any have in a long time. Soon we will become one, Dionstadt. Soon you will never leave me, and you will have enabled me to continue.